Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Ogan here in Audio Boo. It's Sunday, the 21st of December. And it's 3:42. I know that because at precisely 3:40 p.m. the photocell brought on the outside lights of the house. So it's not dark, but that's at the point, that's where it brings it on, where you're just going between half light to dark. It's very overcast, actually. And I've just been cleaning my wife's car after the joint yesterday. So much muck on roads. Anyway, so before I go in and settle back indoors in a nice warm study with my feet up and a cup of tea, thought I'd say something today regarding two audio boos in particular I listened to today. And the first one was by Paul O'Mahony at O'Mahony Blog. Paul posted an audio about Christmas cards, Christmas greetings cards, and how he was gifting them to people, delivering them or posting them and writing some nice things inside. And he was saying just how nice it is to send someone a Christmas card. Well, let me tell you that my wife, sends out, I guess, a couple of hundred cards. It used to be more, but a lot of people that she knew have passed away over the years. I'm not saying there's been 100, but I guess she was used to send out about 250 cards at Christmas time. Now it's down to probably just around 200. It's a very expensive game, unless you can deliver them by hand. You can't do it with everyone. But anyway, so when Paul was saying about sending people Christmas cards, I just wanted to say that in my experience through my wife, because I am not a card sender, really not. Something was depending on me sending my card, with the exception possibly of my mum and my wife. cards wouldn't be sent. My wife is great at it. She does the very same at Easter and all through the year, to be perfectly honest with you. But these are the bulk times, as it were, Easter and Christmas. And so many people have said to her over the years, you know, people that even that wouldn't expect a card, just how much they appreciated a card. It didn't matter about getting a present, and if they did get a present, it didn't matter. I'm not saying it didn't matter, but the important thing that they always talked to her about, and of course this has been passed on to me, and I've heard people say it directly to her, that they appreciate a card so much because the person that's sending or giving the cards has taken the time or to get a card and to write it and to send it or deliver it. But more than that, they've thought of that person. In other words, that person's been in their thoughts, and they've said so many times that they really appreciate the fact that even thinking of them at certain times, whether it's an anniversary or Easter or Christmas, that they just, more than anything, appreciate the fact that she has had those people in her thoughts. And some are very, very surprised. And they're still amazed after many, many years, still getting cards year after year and still coming back to my wife and saying similar things, that they really do appreciate the fact that she thinks of them. I'm saying it's about my wife, but it's not about anyone. It's about anyone who sends cards. You're thinking of that person in the first place to say, let's send them a card, or I'll send them a card. And as I said, it doesn't matter what kind of card it is. At this point, it's Christmas. At this point of the year, it's Christmas time, of course. But it doesn't really matter. Just sending someone a card, just even saying, thinking of you, you know, hope you're okay, how's the family, doesn't matter what the wording is. The fact is that you took the time and it was in your mind to think of the person in the first place. So going back to what Paul said, it's such a wonderful thing. And this is from a guy who doesn't send cards. But I do appreciate the fact that so many people love to get a wee card. And just to say to someone, thanks for thinking of me. It really means a lot. And particularly older people, you know, older than me, that is. No, in particular, the elderly people who often feel and think that the modern life is passing them by, and that they're not thought of, that they have no real purpose in life, and sometimes get a bit down, especially at certain times of the year, and someone sends them a card, and immediately that brings cheer, I imagine. So giving cards, yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, if it would just transfer to me from my wife. But anyway, so that was the cards. Another one was another one from Oireal Bua, from over there in Ireland, from Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold, who was looking back over the years of his daughter Mia's Christmases, which he could remember, things that happened, etc. And then it came round to the fact that he wouldn't be putting up a tree, or the family wouldn't be putting up a Christmas tree over in the States for his mother, her grandmother, who is in the last days of her life here on this earth. And he said that they wouldn't be putting up a tree, and I thought it was wonderful, because, you know, it's the innocence and the common sense and the logic of children. When Mia exclaimed, "Why not?" And Bernie tried to explain as best he could why there wouldn't be one, and the answer came back, "But why?" And this happened about three or four times. She just couldn't get her head around why her granny, who had celebrated Christmas every year of her life, since she acknowledged the Christmas, that her last Christmas, as Bernie put it, she wouldn't be having a tree, and Mia just couldn't accept that. She couldn't understand the logic of, well, why wouldn't she want one if it's going to be her last one? And I totally see what she was getting at, and I understand where Bernie and his family are coming from on this, but when I listened to Mia, and I thought, you know, that would be the... And I'm, you know, I'm trying to do this as diplomatically as I can without offending Bernie, but, you know, from his point of view, it's, well, why not? Why not? Why not put a tree up? And I don't suppose she's thinking as far as put it up to celebrate her grand's last Christmas, but why not have one? She couldn't see that at Christmas she wouldn't have a tree, or she wouldn't have a tree. So, out of the mouths of, what is it, children and babes or something like that, I can't remember. But I just thought her response, and her persistent response, was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Have a listen. Of course, have a listen to Paul's audio view on cards. But do have a listen to Bernie and Mia about this Christmas past, I think it was this time. And a wonderful boo anyway, but just have a listen to near the end where Mia queries the illogical point that Bernie was trying to make about a Christmas tree. Wonderful stuff. Wonderful. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.